Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. This is an interesting email. It's anonymous, of course. Doctor, my daughter is 14 and she's turning into a whack job. Her mother, my ex-wife, was a whack job. Her mother was a whack job. The sister is a whack job. What do I do to prevent my daughter from turning into a whack job? No, that can't be. No, that's not my father. My father passed away, although I know he was worried about me. My father was always like, you're turning into your mother. Oh, my gosh, don't become like your mother. She crazy. I have to tell you, your daughter is going to be 150% like the mother. Okay, that's going to happen. I don't know how scientifically sound that percentage is, but look, I have been trying not to turn into my mother for 43 years. Even as an infant, I wanted nothing to do with my mother. I did not want to turn into my mother. And here I am, a middle-aged woman, doing almost everything she does. Sometimes I'm turning into my mother just trying to do the exact opposite of what she did. You know, so I have a conversation with my husband. I'm like, you see, I'm not like my mother. Yes, you are. And I'm not, you see, I'm not bringing stuff up multiple times. I'm not, like, you know, haranguing you all the time. I'm not bugging you. I'm not talking all the time about a subject. I'm doing the exact opposite. I never talk about that subject. Do I ever talk about a subject? No. He's like, you're just like her. And it's scary stuff. Now, here's my problem with this email. Define whack job. All right? That is not a term that I, as a doctor, am familiar with. It is not a medically sound term, whack job. And what constitutes that? What was about her mother, grandma, aunt, and now your daughter? Okay? Is it mood swings? You know, because this is kind of important. Because if your daughter is crying or going through depression and you're just, you know, tallying it off as, okay, just another whack job in the family, you're not going to help her. I mean, it's a term I don't really like. Not because it's been, you know, used to describe me in my family by, oh, that Dr. Dahlia is such a whack job. But, is there some significant mental illness in the family? Okay? I mean, you know, for us in the old, whack job is not a politically correct term. We don't use that anymore. So if I have a patient that comes in and says, yeah, you know, someone's a whack job, or, you know, your staff is full of whack jobs, you're a whack job, the president, whatever, I'm like, look, you got to be more specific, because that doesn't make any sense. So let's say your daughter cries a lot, okay? You know, she wants to go to the, I don't know, Justin Bieber concert, although I don't think 14-year-old girls like Justin Bieber, okay? You won't let her go, so she starts to cry. Even though us middle-aged folk probably think that's a little wacky, okay, that's normal, okay? If kids don't get their way, they're going to be upset, okay? Now, men don't understand the whole crying mechanism that women have, okay? I have never wanted to cry. People think, oh, women love to cry. Oh, no, we don't. I hate crying. It makes me puffy. My nose runs. I don't look good. My eyes look bloodshot. I get a headache. I sound like this. I mean, it's horrible. And nobody likes to cry. And unfortunately, when I cry, it's when I'm mad. I don't cry because I'm sad. I cry when I get mad. And I get so mad. Like, I used to want to tell off Corey, you know, my husband, and I come back in the room with a good one, a real good humdinger. I am going to rip him a new one. I am so mad. And instead, what happens? I start to cry. So he's like, oh, it's your hormones. Hormones, my foot. I am this livid. I am livid. And the words don't come out because I cry. Crying comes on when you're overtaken with emotion. Okay, you know, men cry too. You guys like to hide it, but, you know, let us see it. You know, maybe we women will like you better if you do show that you're a little sensitive. Now that you could shed a tear. Trust me, the engineers that have to work my show at GCN, they cry all the time when they find out they got to work on my show. And I love them for it. All right? Even though many of them don't want anything to do with my show, the fact that they will shed a tear makes me just, you know, I don't know, just all giddy inside that these guys are sensitive. Because I love how sensitive people are working on my show. You see that? So, if your daughter is quote-unquote a whack job, okay, I need to know, and I guess her doctor will need to know something more specific. All right, is it all of a sudden she's flipping out? Is she throwing stuff? Is she trying to kill the cat? Is she hurting her younger brother? Is she threatening to kill herself? What is going on? Now, let's look at genetic issues between women and the family. Okay, does bipolar get passed? Absolutely. Can schizophrenia be passed? Absolutely. Depression, anxiety. So let's say you think that you have a relative turning into mom, grandma, aunt, even the men in the family. I would suggest going to the doctor and don't start accusing, you know, your daughter of being kooky or whatever. Just come up with the facts. Here are the facts. The mother, we believe, suffered from some sort of X, Y, and Z. Grandma suffered from X, Y, and Z. I'm a little concerned that she may have something genetic. You know, she's a good girl, well, you know, but she tends to get angry. She, you know, tends to have this unfathomable crush on Justin Bieber who nobody else likes, or I don't know. And just describe the facts. Don't just go in there diagnosing. I told you there was a patient who had come in and said that their mom was bipolar. And so I put that down in the chart. Family history, mom bipolar. Okay? Mom comes in, you know, 6 months later going, you know, and I'm like, you know, how you doing? You know, are you taking any medicine? So what are you talking about? You know? Well, I heard from family history that I'm not bipolar. I've never been diagnosed with bipolar. I'm like, okay, well, somebody in your family thinks you have bipolar. I couldn't say. So, you know, don't just start using terms randomly. And many people with bipolar actually have pretty significant gifts. All right? So, you know, don't knock it till you try it. But that's a whole other story. 1-877-DR-ELLIE. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so Hanukkah is this week. And many of you are like, okay, you know, Dahlia, can you please school us on what Hanukkah's about? Because we see these dreidels flying all over the place. We see kids gambling. There's chocolate and jelly donuts all over the place. Yet the house never has Christmas lights, so it's always the dark house in the neighborhood. And we're always afraid to say Merry Christmas just in case somebody is Jewish going, wait a second, but I'm not Christian. Okay, everybody relax, okay? All right. As a Jew, I think Christmas is one of the most awesome holidays. So I love it. So if you wish me a Merry Christmas, I love it. It's Christmas time. Absolutely. Hanukkah is a holiday that the Jews celebrate, but it's not supposed to be like a Christmas. We've kind of modernized it over the years, but the Hanukkah story was a very, very bloody story. All right. As most stories that involve the Jews, always a lot of death. And, you notice just kind of, sad stuff. But, we end up finding a light at the end of the tunnel with it and a spark of hope in the story. And then we end up celebrating the good to any resulting good in the story, and then we come up with a holiday, and then we eat like crazy, we have presents and all that other stuff. Okay, so just as a quick rundown, okay? The story of Hanukkah begins, and there's a lot of different sites out there, but if I could kind of be brief, all right? We had Alexander the Great a while back, right? Alexander, he conquered Syria, Egypt, Palestine, but he allowed the lands under his control to still, worship their own religions and, have some autonomy, etc. Okay? Some Jews decided to assimilate to the Hellenistic culture. They took on the language, the customs, the dress of the Greeks, etc. I mean, how could you not? I mean, those togas were pretty cool at the time. But anyway, so some Jews assimilated, etc. Okay? They blended. All right? Now, a successor to Alexander was Antiochus IV. Now, Antiochus, he was one mean son of a... Anyway, he began to oppress Jews, specifically, among everybody else, but he really wanted everybody to worship the way they did. Okay, so he put a Hellenistic priest in the temple, he started massacring Jews, prohibited the practice, if you worship Judaism, you got killed, he desecrated the temple by requiring that if we were going to sacrifice anything rather than a goat, it had to be a pig, which was non-kosher, and we didn't want to touch a pig. Let the pigs do, what they do. We didn't want to sacrifice pigs. So anyway, you had some groups that opposed the Antiochus, okay? And one was led by Mattathias and his son Judah Maccabee, right? You guys heard about the Maccabees? I know, and Judah Maccabee was a stud. You thought Channing Tatum or Thor was a muscular hunk. Judah Maccabee was, all right? Anyway, so they joined forces with the Hasidim, even though that's very different, I think, from the Hasidic Jews now. But anyway, it was a group called the Hasidim. Anyway, they led a revolt, all right, and it was very, very bloody, but they were able to get the temple rededicated, etc. Now, where does the whole menorah thing come from? Well, apparently there was very, very little oil left, all right, because the Greeks had, gone through all the oil. And I don't know if it was because they used the oil, for some of their romps and other things they were famous for, but at the time, they, oil was a commodity. Anyway, there was very little oil left, all right, and you needed to light the menorah in the temple, because when you light, it's a time for us to pray and, et cetera. And so we were supposed to have enough oil and we didn't. So it's okay. Well, let it light for one day, whatever we got. But for some reason, that oil lasted. That oil allowed us to light that candle for 8 days. And 8 days was just enough time for us to prepare a fresh supply of oil for the menorah. So we decided to make it an 8-day holiday. Okay? So the holiday is supposed to really commemorate the miracle of the oil. We don't ever want to celebrate a holiday about death and war, etc. But, so we celebrate the 8 days for that, even though the story behind it is a very sad, bloody one, unfortunately, okay? But we don't make holidays over people dying. We don't like to do that. All right, so we have the menorah. We light the menorah for every night. The kids want a present every day. It starts to get pretty expensive, so we yell at the kids. Then the kids are like, but we don't get to celebrate Christmas, so you have to give us our 8 presents. And we're like, what? And then they're like, what? And we're like, wait. And they're like, what? And we're like, just stop being spoiled. So anyway, we do give a gift each night. And, I try to make it as small and reasonable as possible, but every now and then they get an Xbox, which I think is ridiculous, okay? There's nothing in the Talmud or the Bible saying kids are supposed to get an Xbox for Hanukkah. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, we put the candles from right to left because the Hebrew language is right to left. But then we light the candles from left to right because you honor kind of the newest thing, all right? You sing a lot of songs, and we do eat fried foods on Hanukkah, okay? And the reason why we eat fried foods is because, because they're yummy. But it's to signify the oil, all right? So we make those latkes, like those potato pancakes, which are so yummy. Latkes, they're also the palachinkas. They're these like donuts, kind of like jelly donuts, which are really, really funny because when you bite into them, it sprays the jelly all over the place. Then we play dreidel. It's a gambling game, okay? The reason why would we gamble? Why would we have our kids gamble? Well, because back during Antiochus' time, you were not supposed to study the Torah. If you did, it was illegal and you were gambling like that. And you had to kind of conceal, all right? You had to kind of, conceal what you were doing. And I guess they did it by pretending they were gambling, but they were really studying at the time. And so you got the Nes Gadol HaYashan, you got the little letters. So depending on what the dreidel lands on, you either get nothing, you either have to give half, or you win it all, or you have to put money in the pot. And it's good because I live in Las Vegas, and it's my job to make sure these kids know how to gamble. If you guys want to know how to make really, really good latkes, you got to put a lot of onion in there. I know onions make me fart, but I don't care. It's Hanukkah. And you're allowed to be noisy on Hanukkah. And anyway, you got to use eggs and onion and potatoes. Now, remember, the potatoes turn purple, so you got to be really, really careful. My mom would always serve purple latkes. We're like, wait, Hanukkah, the color's like blue and what? It's ridiculous. So she could have cut, but that's okay. That's my mom. Anyway, but I think if you soak them in water, they don't turn purple. All right. But I got to tell you, if you guys want to do the easy way to make latkes, get the no purple latkes. Get the Manischewitz box. The Manischewitz box is really, really yummy. I think all you have to do is like add water and eggs and OMG. Real, real yummy stuff. And those are like really, really yummy latkes. And I use olive oil, to kind of make it healthier. But olive, obviously the bad oil, these suckers have to drip and they fly. You could also play lacrosse with them too. I mean, they're that heavy hockey. And they're yummy. So I know if my mom was listening to the show, she would probably freak out because that was probably one of the worst dissertations of what Hanukkah is. But you guys need to understand that, just kind of some of the basics. And so, if you see somebody Jewish, wish them a happy Hanukkah. It's a nice thing to do. But by no means should any part of Hanukkah take away the beauty of Christmas. So, happy holidays to everybody because this is a wonderful, beautiful time. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A wonderful time indeed. We luckily heard that the siege was over in Sydney. That was this was something that was gripping over the last couple days, where unfortunately I forget how many hostages total. I don't think we have the final count, but hostages were taken over at a chocolate store on a main street in Sydney, it was a self-proclaimed Muslim cleric, I believe, who took this upon themselves. They say he was not acting with any other terrorist group, but it was the Lindt Cafe in Sydney, and we had seen footage today of people, fleeing and escaping, and how scary that must have been. And telling people not to shoot as they're running out of a building. I mean, think about it. I mean, everybody's on guard. You have the cops, you have the bomb squad, everybody's on guard, and all of a sudden, boom, people running, screaming. You don't know if you're getting stormed. And luckily, nobody got shot as they were running out. And from what we found out, possibly one hostage was killed, another person killed. Not sure if that was a hostage or if it was the gunman. And we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. But definitely our prayers were answered with that one. All right, guys, 1-877-DOCDALI. Men are bad listeners. Ha! There's some science to this, and how to pretend like you're listening to your girlfriend. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so according to this one study, they say men only listen to their partners for 6 minutes. But if it's their buddy, 25 minutes. Okay? According to this study, they say 2,000 men, they found that they switch off after 6 minutes and have low attention spans. But if they're talking about football with their buddies or sex lives with their buddies, they will listen up to 25 minutes. Okay? Women also listen longer if they're talking to their buddies than when they talk to their boyfriend, husband, significant other. Okay? The research found that sports was the most popular topic for more than half of the men studied. I mean, I have to admit, yesterday was a real good football day. I mean, damn. Congratulations, Broncos and Cowboys. That was some pretty phenomenal football. So I was pretty happy with that. So I could see, I'd be more interested in talking about that, too. They say women's favorite topic of conversation with friends was relationships. 55% of those said that was their go-to, I guess, that's what they talk about first. I don't know. Okay? They said the average man has 4 occasions each week where he's not listening to a partner. He is most likely to switch off from a conversation if the topic is someone they don't know, or if the woman is talking about workmates, celebrities, or clothes. They are also very unenthused when partners talk about what they saw on Facebook, horoscopes, or what they ate for lunch that day. Now, come on, women, really? Nobody gives a heart and doot what you ate for lunch that day. Come on. 55% of women say they sneakily test their partner to double check that they're listening. More than a third, this has been reported by Daily Mail, said the most common sign their partner wasn't listening is when they take far too long to respond to a question, followed by a flurry of blank or glazed expressions, like a lot of you guys are giving the radios right now. More than a quarter said it's noticeable when they can't take their eyes off the phone, their tablet, or the TV. More than a fifth of the men admit they often browse the web or watch sports while on the phone with their partner. Oh, I do that to my husband all the time. He hates it. All right. A spokeswoman for Ladbrokes, which carried out the research, said it's natural that two genders will find different things interesting and certain topics appeal more than others. Men are obsessed with sport, gadgets, and technology, and often these combine when trying to check the scores, place bets, or get latest updates. Okay, so what are the top topics that many men will tune out of? Okay, number one, if we talk about people they've never met. Oh, okay, so there was this, you know, lady I met, they don't care. And then it's got to be something visual. It's got to be something that'll pertain to them. Number two, if you talk about your workmates, whoever you work with, your coworkers, all right? A lot of times they don't care unless you throw in a he. I'll do that. I will do that. If I don't think he's listening, I'll be like, so he said he, who's he? Who do you work with? That's a he. I'm at the office. Who's he? Oh, I meant she. And then he's like, wait, I better pay attention to what's going on. I'll do that to him. If we start talking about celebrities or reality stars, like, oh, Michael Fassbender is so gorgeous, my husband doesn't want to listen about that. Fashion, shopping, they'll tune out. Other people's relationships. Unless there's some real, real greasy good scoop. My husband doesn't give a damn when I talk about what's going on with everybody else. If I see something on Facebook, you know, oh, man, I saw this on Facebook. I mean, if it's funny, he'll want to see it. Other than that, no. Oh, he hates it when I drag him away from what he's doing to look at something on Facebook. Honey, you got to come here because I can't bring the computer to you. So you have to come all the way over. And it's like a cat sitting there. And he's like, really, you dragged me over for this? And he walks back. Horoscopes. Most guys are not into horoscopes. So I'll do that, right? My husband won't be listening, so I'm like, look, it says Gemini. You will find a man who listens to you. Oh, honey, what do you think about this? Huh? If you ate lunch that day and you tell your partner what you had for lunch, they're going to tune out. If you want to talk about feelings, you know, I feel like this. Oh, they're going to tune out. And then the final thing that they will block out or tune out is dieting and nutrition. So if you're like, you know, I ate something that had 50 milligrams of vitamin C, they're going to be like, what? Okay, so according to therichest.com, and for those who are joining you, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, these are 12 ways you could pretend you're listening to your girlfriend. Okay? And it's not that I want you guys to pretend. It's just I don't want you to get, divorced or broken up. So, number one, you want to nod and look concern. Don't fake it. But if you think you're going to be accused of not listening, nod. Go, oh, I get it. Okay, nod. Because it looks like you are imbibing, digesting the information. Swallow. I don't care. Just look like you are digesting what we're saying. You need to maintain eye contact. If you're just sitting there looking at your phone or looking at, I don't know, whatever, your hands, we know you're not listening. Okay, eye contact is very, very important. Okay, next. They say smile every 5 words. Okay? So if you smile, now make sure it's nothing like sad. Okay, so you don't want to be looking like you're smiling when they're like, yeah, you know, so I'm worried about somebody in my family's going to die. You don't want to smile. But if you think they said something cute and you weren't listening, smile. Okay? All right? They say also say, oh, wow, or oh, really, often. So you're like, oh, wow, really? Okay, I do that with my husband all the time. He's like, blah, 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 the market, blah, 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 blah. Really? No. I'll do that. And I inflect. I'm like, no. You know, my mother wants to come out for a visit. Really? I do not advise this. They're advising to use Adderall to boost your listening energy. Maybe you have attention deficit, but no. Okay? Now, only speak, they say, when she asks a question. Okay? You're better off. Because you don't want to look like you're... Because you could actually look... You could actually admit to not listening by asking a question. So I'll go off, going, okay, so Obamacare did this, and this and this, and we're not getting paid for this, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, and then all of a sudden he wants to look like he's helping, you know, with the conversation going, so what are you noticing Obamacare is doing? I just told you. What? You're not even listening? That kind of thing. Okay? So only spoke when spoken to. Then you want to listen for buzzwords and phrases. Okay? So you want to be very, very careful. Okay? So that you know when to turn and when to look and when to be all excited. You know, that kind of thing. Okay? Let's say there is something that she's excited about. Look like you're excited too. Okay, because that means you listened. You know what I would do? Is there a record function on your phone? I would record it because I'm more worried about what you guys do if you guys are faking it the whole time. And then all of a sudden, she's like, but I had that conversation. I remember every conversation I ever had with my husband. Okay, remember we were talking about this when we were watching, you know, Lord of the Rings, you know, The Return of the King, and you said you agree that we should probably, you know, stop at 2 children. What? I said what? Huh? What? You know, record that. Okay, now if she laughs about something, all right, and she giggles, then you giggle too. Giggle also. So if she's like, and then my coworker says this, you're like, that was good. You know, have I taught you guys how to fake laugh? Okay. All right. When you fake laugh, suck air in. Okay. Well, first of all, let me give the last piece of advice. They say if your phone rings, look like you're ignoring it. Don't look at it. Okay. Okay, look like you're ignoring it, okay? You can also tilt your head and squint your eyes and that kind of thing. And then always tell her she's right. You are right. You're right, babe. You're right. That means he digested it. Okay, so how do you fake laugh? All right, you suck the air in and you're like, that's I'm like, and then I just kind of, and then I kind of hoo-hoo it, and then I just go into a giggle. Or you play the ha-ha game. Ha, ha-ha. Ha ha ha! Ha ha! Like that. Alright, we'll be back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Very, very interesting. You know, I've been watching the Sony hack issue. And, it doesn't shock me that people's emails are coming out, you know, and they're talking like we would expect Hollywood executives to talk. Apparently, I think there was some email between George Clooney and I don't know if it was Amy Pascal or one of the other heads over there. You know, he felt bad about the Monuments Men movie. It wasn't that good a movie. I mean, I like George Clooney films, but that wasn't my favorite movie of his, nor was Gravity. You know, I really liked him in Ocean's 11 and stuff. Those, I think, were pretty good movies. And I liked him in ER. Anyway, you know, and so, you know, he's talking about how he couldn't sleep, you know, and she was like, you know, look, you know, we'll make money, or I don't really know how the email was going. I'm sure many of you guys have read it. All right. But, you know, I'm not shocked by that, but what I'm kind of shocked by is, don't people realize that anything you email can go online? You know, my phone number was unfortunately online for the longest time. And I found a variety of places where it was. And, you know, I don't know if it's been removed or not. I just don't answer my phone anymore. My mom hates it. But, you know, what are you going to do? Well, I don't know if, you know, but doesn't it say mom on the phone? Yeah, but somebody could have hacked your phone and are pretending to be you to get to me, mom. And that's why I don't answer the phone. Oh, I didn't think about that. So you got to be smart. You got to be really, really shrewd. Okay, anyway. But I had typed up a letter to a program director years ago, right, when I was starting to get affiliates. You know, I had to be the Energizer buddy and try to get my own affiliates, you know, before I was able to, you know, join the wonderful network that I'm with now, GCN, but prior to that. And, of course, it said, you know, contact me, whatever, this is what I'm about, this is the show I'm trying to do, or whatever. And the number, and that, an old letter by email was plastered on some other message board. I guess somebody had put it up there going, you see, this is exactly how these letters should be written. Okay, thank you. I'm honored, but that's a private letter. That was a private email. So I think what we're noticing with this whole Sony thing is we're a little, you know, taken aback. And I think we're getting some butterflies in our stomach, going back and thinking about what we could have emailed somebody that is now in cyberspace. You know, we thought nobody would care. Nobody would care about an email, okay? So, you know, I mean, me and my family have exchanged emails that are not anything I would ever want seen because, you know, we bad-mouth each other and we, you know, bad-mouth each other, you know. And in one email, I told my brother that he is never going to get one of my kidneys. I was so mad at him. And I didn't know how else to let him know I was mad. So I told him if he ever needed a kidney transplant, he wasn't going to get one of my kidneys. And if anybody read that email, they would probably think I was, like, completely off my rocker, but I was mad. Now, that's not anything I want out there. Yeah, I've made up with him, and I'll give him a kidney, but I'm still mad at him. But anyway, you know, that kind of stuff. And so, you know, I think we need to realize that your email has to be as I don't know, Snow White, perfect, Disney perfect, well, maybe not Disney perfect, somebody always dies in Disney movies, but you know, pitch perfect, because those things will get copied and pasted. I saw somebody did this, where they were on a message board, and they copied a private email to somebody else, and that they got CC'd, and I'm like, come on, this is, you know, so, but where I get nervous is, we're already communicating with each other very, with a lot of barriers and very coolly and cold and calculated. And I hate the fact that most of the communication between each other and our family is now through a text or through email. And now that we have to watch everything we say in print, I mean, you know, can we maybe go back to the phone where nobody's listening into our phone calls and we have 100% privacy, right? Yeah, not. There's no privacy. Just tell everybody, hi, how are you, and speak in code. Anyway, I guess the James Bond and Spider-Man movie franchises have both been compromised. The screenplay, the early draft of the screenplay for the new Bond film, Spectre, that's going to be, that's a cool name, Spectre. Or Spectre? Spector? Like a Spectre. Yeah. That was in this weekend's dump of hack data. So people got an early draft of the screenplay of the new Bond film. Eon Productions is a little nervous that that would be published or disseminated. The company warned that it is subject to copyright protection and that all necessary steps would be taken to protect the rights of MGM Studios, etc. But also Spider-Man, I guess a email suggested that Andrew Garfield may not be a part of future Spider-Man movies. And I guess Sony was trying to think of adding Spider-Man to one of the Marvel Avenger movies. Anyway, I don't want to go through all the little things and that kind of stuff. I know many of you guys are tuning out because we're talking about celebrities and stuff. But just, you know, keep in mind, whatever you're emailing to each other, it is going to be on the Internet. It has that potential to be on the Internet forever. So anybody wanting to write about, you know, how they don't like the Dr. Dahlia show, I will find out. Okay? We always do. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In good news, we had some babies born at 10-11 on 12-13-14. So 10-11 a.m., there were four babies born on Saturday. And Saturday was December 13th of 2014. So a nurse had pointed it out to parents David and Catherine Jones because they had not realized that they had hit the sequence of numbers. But when they gave birth, little baby Victoria Marie Jones came out at 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I wonder if some of them fudge a little. You know, I mean, honestly, when you do a C-section, you pull that baby out. It is within a second, you know. But 10, 11, no, but, you know, not within a second, within a minute. So you could technically have done it within that whole 11 minute of that 10th hour. That's pretty cool. Little Victoria came out C-section. She was supposed to be born December 31st, and she came out 5 pounds, 10 ounces. I don't know if she purposely wanted to, they wanted her to come out 12, 13, 14. Anyway, her parents are Navy veterans. God bless them. All right, and I guess 2 hours earlier in the Eastern time zone, Hazel Grace Zimmerman was born at 10-11 as well, weighing 7 pounds, 14 ounces. Claire Elizabeth Keene also was born at Massachusetts Memorial Medical Center at 10-11. And then in Tennessee, Christy and Brian Carruthers have baby Callum, born 10-11, 12, 13, 14. So that was pretty cool. Now, we do have one unique baby being born, okay? Apparently, military time, you know how we go 1500, 1600, etc. So there was a baby born at 3:16 p.m. Now, 3:16 p.m. is the same as 15:16. So he was born at 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Amen to that. See, isn't that good news? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, when we come back, we have five ways that you can help ward off dementia. And we're finding that older people are living longer and becoming healthier. They're not being in the hospital as long. We are doing a damn good job. And I think it has to do with really good radio shows out there. So we're going to talk about that. And then home cooking, not so healthy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Thank you. Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.